is Rugpull's back ever.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Polokwane and Mbombela 28. A massive rescue operation is expected to continue throughout the night in George after a building that was under construction collapsed in this town in the Western Cape. According to unconfirmed reports, more than 40 workers have been trapped. Louise Carsten reports from the Garden Route.
Western Cape Premier Alan Windey says all the necessary support has been offered to emergency personnel to speed up their response. Municipal spokesperson Chantal Edward Close says multiple patients are involved. She asked members of the public who want to donate food, wine, gums and other food to rescue workers on the site to deliver it via Ivy Street at 79 Victoria Street at Dalplan Consulting.
George Mayor Leon van Wyk meanwhile says rescue operations are underway. The exact number of people who have been injured as well as the nature of the injuries have not yet been confirmed, but they have been identified. Here is how we know who they are.
You know, there have been voices that have been identified, and so the rescue teams are trying to reach those trapped people and need to be extremely careful about moving the concrete so that there's not a further collapse that gets created as a result of that.
It's all hands on deck, Western Cape local government spokesperson Wouter Kriel says. The province's Minister of Local Government and Development Planning, Anton Bredal, and Premier Alan Windey are on their way.
The George Disaster Management Centre and George Municipality is currently doing everything they can to address the situation.
Then on to other news, Francois Boetes SC from the Pretoria Society of Advocates says the decision of the Supreme Court of Appeal to overturn a ruling by former Western Cape Judge President John Shlope, which dismissed the corruption trial of former Minister Bongani Bongo, should not be seen as being incompleted. The appeals court found that Shlope had erred when he acquitted Bongo of corruption charges.
When I was acting as the judge, two or three of my judgments were overruled by the SCA. It doesn't mean that you're incompetent. It doesn't mean that you are grossly negligent. It doesn't mean that you're not fit and proper for the job.
And then in Gauteng, the MEC for Education, Matome Chilwane, expressed his shock after learning that four learners from the same school committed suicide shortly after each other. This is now at the Ikhlasimweni Secondary School. Here's spokesperson Steve Mabona.
The first incident occurred on Friday, the 26th of April. It is alleged that a grade 10 girl learner consumed poison at home. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, a grade 11 girl learner was found dead at home. It is alleged that she consumed poison. On Friday, a grade 11 boy learner was hospitalized due to consuming poison. Yesterday, on the 5th of May, a grade 12 girl learner also consumed poison while at home.
He says the department's psychosocial support unit has been dispatched to the school to provide the necessary counselling to the school community. Ending off on a bit of a more positive note, the world's largest floating book fair is in Durban. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fushio.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know